Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Kendra Sorum and we're going to talk about art. Good morning to you, Kendra.
Good morning to everybody. Good morning, Evan.
And it's exciting, Kendra. You've been getting some press about some work you've been doing, but actually you've been doing art for a long, long time, and we're going to talk about that. But let's talk about this special art display that you participated in.
Okay. Harvester Loft Galleries in Council Bluffs got a hold of me, emailed me, and asked me if I would like to be included in a show. It took them 1 year to decide on these artists, and they did decide on 15 artists, and I was one of them. And when I got there for the meeting, I was a lot older, and everyone knew each other, and I didn't know anybody.
Well, you got acquainted with a lot of new people. Now, these artists were from, as I understand, Iowa and Nebraska?
I do believe most of them were from Nebraska. Someone said that I was the only Iowan.
Well, you were good representation then for Iowa, because you even had some things purchased, and I think that's just a real compliment, Kendra, to have somebody say, I want that in my home. Tell us a bit about the pieces that you displayed.
I did three pieces, and it was on machinery. One of them was Wind into Water. It was a windmill on an old crate lid. The other was Geared Up, the one that was purchased, and it is an old gear with lots of paint. And then the third one was Locomotive. It was an engine wheel part from a locomotive.
And one of the things that I think I could tell from the photographs of these is that you put a lot of texture. You start with a lot of texture and you add a lot of texture to your paintings.
Yes, I did. And constant. I don't know how many colors are in Geared Up, a lot. I use stain and dark waxes and clear waxes and patinas, like copper patina, rust patina, and also bronze patina, quite a bit of stuff.
So when we say painting, that doesn't begin to cover all of the work that's involved in putting this together.
No, it doesn't.
and it doesn't, I envision some painters standing just, with their brush painting away. It seems to me that this has to go in layers, so you have to step back from it and do it again?
Exactly. I never wash my brushes, ever. So I constantly keep putting my brush or palette knife into another color of paint and letting it blend itself. I did all three of them at the same time so I could move around and do them. I don't like doing one piece at a time. I like doing more than one.
Okay. About how big are each of these?
I think one of them is 42 by 42, and then the other one is 36 by 36. The one that sold, I do believe it was 30 by 20.
These were not small paintings. At least two of these, I believe, you still have. People could come and see you at Farmhouse Collectibles and see these.
Yes, I have them right behind my counter in the shop, and I've had a few people come in and take pictures. And very flattering. I really like that.
Yeah, that's very good. It says, hey, something's going on, and we like it. Now, Kendra, you also share your talent, not only in letting us look at paintings, but you get people to do painting.
Yes, I do. I had a sister say, you should do some of those wine painting classes. So we've done that, but I want to go a little bit further and maybe start doing a little bit finer painting within 3 hours. Something you can really hang on your wall. Something different.
But I think for many of the people who come to your classes, they're coming going, I can't paint. I could never do this. And so they're just coming as a lark, but they go home happy.
Yes, they do. It's crazy. Okay, halfway through, most people are nervous the first half. The second half, it gets really quiet, and everyone starts doing their own little thing. It's really amazing, and they're so good. They don't think so, but when they go, they leave, they're all smiles.
Yes. And so that's a really important accomplishment, I think, Kendra, to help people see that, yes, I can do this, and really appreciate what they've done.
I think so, too. It makes me feel really good. It's something I'm giving back. It's a good thing. I love it.
Now, how do you get classes together? I mean, do you have to come sign up with you for a class, or can I go with a group? How do you do that?
They can sign up. I do a lot of private classes, and I do travel a lot. I also do regular classes. I try to do those on Thursday nights, but with the holidays right now, it's kind of slow. But after Christmas, I'll probably be doing a lot more. A lot of people want to do that little red truck with a tree. So we'll probably take a couple classes on that too.
And so those are done at Farmhouse Collectibles.
Yes, they are in my back area of the shop. I am going to be enlarging that room, so we'll be able to accommodate a lot more people.
But if I had a group of people and I wanted you to come to my house, you'd do that too?
Yes, I've done that. I've traveled 3 hours away from here.
And the other thing I see as I look around, all ages.
Yes, people will bring their six-year-old children and they'll paint. Even if they don't want to paint what their parents are painting, I just give them a canvas and let them do whatever they want. And they're happy-go-lucky. Yeah. And children have no fear. As we get older, we become scared.
Yes, we were taught never to color outside the line, and we're still thinking that way. So let's go back now. You've done this work, you're doing this work, you're sharing it. Where did all this start, Kendra?
Well, I've always been able to draw. 5 years old, I could draw people really well, actually. And then I continued drawing. And then in third, fourth grade, I can't even remember, I won a talent show. And that painting went away for 5 years to a gallery. And I won a scholarship with that. And then a little bit later in life, like junior high, I won another little scholarship. And then high school, I won another scholarship. And then in college, they thought I was Georgia O'Keeffe when the people from the Art Institute came. My professor said that they thought you were Georgia O'Keeffe. And I was like, who's Georgia O'Keeffe? I know now.
Yes, you know now. So where did you do some of this studying, Kendra?
In California, in Kansas, and in Minnesota.
Okay, so you've been around. You've had a lot of different cultures, kind of, and different thoughts, I'm guessing, of people to help you come to this point. So then you came to Anita, and you have way more than painting. How did you get into this business of you have a shop that has all kinds of vendors with all kinds of interesting things?
Well, I wanted a gallery. I thought about doing portraits. I used to do portraits. And when I saw how big this building was, I ended up bringing in a lot more people. Now I have about 32 vendors. Most of these people are retired. A lot of retired teachers in here. And they're awesome. My vendors are the best thing about this business. I love them.
And they have all kinds of things. Many are collectibles, of course, because yes, it's Farmhouse Collectibles. But I think yours, the work you do, is more the art part, and the others are more items that they've collected and some of them made.
Yes, there are crafters in here. There are antique dealers. Collectible stuff, yes, and some people want to get rid of their collections now that they're older because the children don't want them.
Well, you know, everybody has their own interests, so it's important to be able to share those with other people. So, Kendra, again, if somebody says, "Oh, I can't paint," why? I mean, you know, their friends drag them, and they say, "Oh, I can't do that." What do you tell them?
I say I hear that all the time. Every single person that comes, not every person, but most, always say that. And say, "Oh, I've heard that before. Let's go. You have more talent than you think."
Okay. Give them some paint, give them a brush, give them a canvas, and away they go.
Exactly. And it's fun. We have a good time. They laugh. Give them a glass of wine or two or three, and then they're really good.
Way beyond their expectations. So we want to thank you, first of all, for sharing all of your talent, Kendra, and for visiting with us this morning. And best wishes as you continue your art path. Until next time, here's a thought from Nelson Mandela. It always seems impossible until it's done.